Unit 24. Task 9. Speaker A.
To recreate human intelligence, we need speed. We need memory capacity to match the human brain, and we need the right hardware. We'll have all this by 2020, but these things aren't enough. We also need to capture the complexity, range, and richness of human intelligence. That's more difficult, but we will do it. And we'll do it by reverse engineering of the human brain. What I mean is that we'll explore the human brain from the inside and find out how it works, how it's connected, how it's wired up. We're already well on the way to this. With brain scanning, we can see inside the brain. But by 2030, we'll have another instrument for exploring the brain. We'll be able to send tiny scanning robots along blood vessels to map the brain from the inside. This will give us all the data on how the brain is connected and all the features which enable it to perform as it does. When we know how the brain works, we'll be able to recreate its operation using the powerful computers which will have been developed even before this date.
Speaker B.
The most important difference at the moment between computers and brains is that computers work in serial and brains work in parallel. This means that we can do incredible amounts of processing compared to what a computer can achieve running for weeks or even months. What's interesting is not so much that the brain is fast, it's the fact that it operates in parallel. If you look at the way a signal flows down neurons, they don't move extraordinarily quickly, but there are billions of them doing it all at once, whereas in a computer, everything has to be done one thing after another. Many people say we will never have an intelligent computer. They say it's not possible to have a computer that thinks. My own view is that it is possible, but not with computers as they are today. If we start having parallel computers, only then, I feel, will we even start to approach the kind of computing power necessary to begin to make a start to reproducing some of the higher functions of the human brain. But we'll never be able to program in human emotions, moral responsibility, and the uniqueness of the individual.
Speaker C.
What people really don't realize is the accelerating speed of change. They think that 100 years from now we'll have made 100 years of progress at today's rate. But we'll see 100 years of progress at today's rate in 25 years because the speed of technical progress is accelerating. Right now we're doubling the rate of technical progress every decade, so the next decade will mean 20 years of progress and the following decade will be like 40. We'll make 2,000 years of progress at today's rate this century. Things are changing faster and faster. We already have computers that run factories and computers which help to build other computers. It's only a matter of time before these artificial children of ours are able to outdo us. They will think faster than we do. They will make smarter decisions than we do. Who then will be the masters, us or the machines? If we play it right, machines will look after us. If we get it wrong, machines may replace us. And it could happen sooner than we imagine.